We're joined by Jamaica Miles, who is one of the co-founders of All of Us, a group working on police reform, racial justice issues in Schenectady, I assume the greater Capital District. And there was a press conference held on Friday in Schenectady, both to deal with a prior arrest situation in Schenectady where people were arrested after protesting at the local police station following, unfortunately, another one of the deaths of young people of color by the police, but also several other people who have been arrested in Schenectady and also were arrested on Earth Day Thursday at the occupation site at Albany at the South End Police Station. So Jamaica, I know it's a very complicated situation. Do you want to give us an overview of what is going on and what All of Us is doing?
Sure, absolutely. And honestly, it's not all that complicated. To be clear, the arrests that happened on Thursday, they happened in Albany, and then the Albany police transported two individuals to Schenectady on a warrant that was based on an incident that happened in Schenectady on a previous day. We're talking about the coordination of state-sanctioned violence against Black and Brown folks, right? The city of Albany had said that the encampment that had been in front of the South Station was going to be left alone, that they were peaceful, they would allow them to occupy that space. And then they decided on Thursday to make an announcement that the individuals, the organizers, and the supporters of the encampment that were on the ground had 15 minutes to pack up and leave, or that they would be forcibly removed. Not that they used those words, but that's exactly what happened. On the ground at the encampment, there were at least 12 tents. There were thousands of dollars of supplies, including food and water and heaters and blankets. The organizers of the encampment had plans to give blankets and food away to the homeless, something they had been doing for days. This was day six of the encampment. The organizers, who include but are not limited to Lexis Figueroa, Michaela Foster, Casey Charles, Legacy Casanova, Samira Sangari, and others, had been on the ground for 6 days, specifically because of police brutality that had happened the week before when Lieutenant Anderson hit Chandler Hickenbottom in the mouth with a bullhorn. That's where we are.
Now, I understand that it sounded like that Mayor Sheehan of Albany, despite prior agreements at the encampment occupation would be allowed to continue, actually pretty much gave the order to remove the tents and to get the occupiers out of there. How has she responded, and what are people reacting to her role in this?
Well, the fact that Mayor Sheehan and Chief Hawkins both are in agreement with how the police came in and brutalized the organizers and activists and supporters on the ground is more than disheartening. Mayor Sheehan, after making a statement previously comparing the encampment to what happened on January 6th in D.C., we knew then and there where she stood. It was really clear. And the community is hearing Mayor Sheehan loud and clear that she is supporting a police state. She is supporting state-sanctioned violence. She is supporting police brutality. And both Mayor Sheehan and Chief Hawkins are willing to lie to the public about what happened. But what they didn't count on is that the community would have independent, unedited video of exactly what did happen.
Now, I've seen one of the issues raised, you know, besides, you know, the excessive force being used and the lack of notice, was that a lot of the police officers involved in this destruction of the encampment seemed to have covered up their shield numbers so they could not be identified, which, if not against the rules, or if not against the law, certainly against the rules. What has been the response to the fact that the police did that?
We are seeing again what happens when there is progress in our nation and in our localities. With the repeal of 50A that gave us the opportunity to know the records of police officers and have a transparency around any accusations or discipline they've received, officers have now found a way to try to protect themselves, that they are covering up their name badges. How are you supposed to file a complaint against an officer if you don't know their name or their badge number? They may come up with what sounds like a plausible reason why they should be allowed to, but they are supposed to be public servants, which means their records are to be public. What they are doing is trying to find a loophole around the repeal of 50A and to maintain the blue wall that has protected them for so long.
Now, you know, communities across the state had recently been required through a governor's executive order to develop and, you know, release a plan allegedly for, you know, police reform. We had Reverend Nikki on from Schenectady recently outlining some of the concerns. How is Schenectady, you know, moving ahead, given there seems to be, you know, from the low income and community of color and a lot of people very upset with what Schenectady is proposing so far?
Both the city of Schenectady and the city of Albany are doing what they've always done. They're ignoring the voices of the most marginalized in our communities. They heard loud and clear the demands of the people to create change within policing and what those specific demands are. For Albany, it's a ban on tear gas, which the city council has refused to vote on. And Mayor Sheehan says that she will veto. In Schenectady, we are loudly speaking out against the fact that this Schenectady Police Department has added back into its use of force policy knee holds. That right now in the city of Schenectady, an officer can put a knee to the head of an individual, and that's part of their use of force. Even though the NAACP, all of us, faith leaders, Schenectady Clergy Against Hate, all came out in opposition against it, that the people of the city that are harmed by police have spoken out against it, but the city continues to ignore us. The thing is, we're not going away.
So how does one change the positions of both the Albany and Schenectady, you know, local elected officials?
What we're seeing in both city of Schenectady and Albany is that groups and organizations and individuals that maybe weren't directly working together before are now working together. In the city of Albany, all of us, the Center for Law and Justice, Elevate 518, Youth FX, Red Shelf, and others are coming together as a collective and working collectively to organize and work with the people and lift up the voices of the people so that the city knows, hey, you don't have a choice in this. The people are speaking and it's all of us. And in the city of Schenectady, we're doing the same thing. We're making sure that we get out there and we get on the ground and that people know that this is happening because they have tried so hard to keep things in the shadows, but we're bringing it into the light so that more and more voices are heard and city officials will have no choice but to listen to the people.
So we only have about 90 seconds left. So I'm going to add a three-part question. You can answer, you know, the part you have time for. So, you know, what should people, you know, do at this point? And, you know, particularly on the tear gas issue, it was supposed to be voted upon last week in Albany. You know, how is the city council, you know, divided on that issue?
We need to make sure that individuals that live in the city of Albany and the city of Schenectady are signing up to speak at the public forum. If they don't know how to do that, they can follow all of us online at Untitled and Free on any social media platform, and we'll get that information to you. We need more voices speaking directly to the city council during their meetings.
Are there any, we have about a minute left, any future protests near term?
Absolutely. But I don't want to telegraph that just yet. Okay. But know that there are going to be phone calls, email, in-person demonstrations, and our numbers continue to grow. So follow all of us online, sign up for our email list, and be connected.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Jamaica Miles, co-founder of All of Us, for joining us here today. We'll be trying to continue the coverage of this issue. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.